Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Dobro jutro. Good day. Hola. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Live with Kathy is aired live. It's a live show. 11:30 to noon Central Time. And then wait about 15 to 20 minutes, and you could hear the archive show. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any date to hear an archive show. Oh, darlings, my heart is sad and heavy. Wouldn't it be great to live in a perfect world? Now, be with me here. Let's think about the contrasts. A royal wedding. They're all joyous and happy. And then in Texas, did you watch the news? 8 high schoolers are dead. A shooter killed them. What is going on in the shooter's mind? Isn't it ironic that today's show is perfection? We choose how we live our lives. What was this shooter thinking? How can you possibly take a life? By the way, they did capture him. And if you want to weigh in on today's show, you could call in at 347-637-3789. But the contrasts are just overwhelming. Oh, by the way, about 600 will be attending the wedding in England, the royal wedding. I didn't get my invitation. I guess I'll have to wait for the mail and then fly out. You know, life is so good. Let me just review the shows this week. On Wednesday, do you live a joyous and spiritual life? And on Thursday, give thanks every day. Do you give thanks for the blessings in your life? Too many focus on TNT, toxic negative thinking. And you're all so entitled, and you take everything for granted. You expect it, you deserve it. But did you earn it? And when it comes to royalty, I certainly have no comment on your belief system, that's yours. But in my world, everyone is perfect. But it brought sadness to me when I looked at the topic. The blade of grass is a thing of perfection, functioning perfectly in its particular sphere. Darlings, we choose how we live our lives. We are the creator of our life. And I love being able to give a voice to my passion. And my mission and passion is to help all of you understand that you're creating your life. There is no blame. There is no blame. It's you. You're the Baryshnikov, the Michelangelo. You're the creator of your life. This is why I love giving a voice to my passion. And I'm inviting you to consider to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show. Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising marketing tool? Bloating. And best of all, You broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline, which what I'm doing right now. Okay, be with me here. Imagine your very own half-hour radio show where you're the star, sharing your story with the world your way. You own it. Now, you have to get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net because I work with you on content. You could have one half-hour show. You could have 10 half-hour shows. Your show is live. The original is live, and then it's archived. And this is why I'm saying internet radio is exploding, because it's a powerful advertising tool. Do you have a vast email database? You see, once your show is archived, I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world. I work with you on content, and I become your outside advocate. And, of course, there is a one-time, affordable, modest fee. We're advertising you. It's your show. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just going to direct you and work with you on your bullet points. Contact Kathy at kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. And if you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium that's heard Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you could elect to have a 30-second commercial or a 60-second commercial, and I will work with you on content. It's in my voice. And there's a 13-week commitment, and darlings, when you do come on board, you get a half-hour show. No commercials. It's all about you. Compliments of Kathy. And the value is priceless. So be sure and contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And remember, we choose how we live our lives. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. But, darlings, you have to qualify. It's for you gals, too. So log on ironworkers.org. And then you want to get the CD. Ah, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. You will love it. It's available. Get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He's a wire art sculptor and leather works. He creates original, one-of-a-kind designs never to be duplicated. It's yours. So if you have someone that you want to give a unique gift, get in touch with me, and then I'll put you in touch with the Beau Vivants. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They're the makers of the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Log on lifeextension.com and click on their archived magazines. They're worldwide. And go to the year 25. I was profiled in the book nationally. It went all over the world. It saved my face. When you read the story, you'll understand why I'm so excited about being connected with Bill Falloon. And darlings, I want more and more people to know that even though we're living longer, we're not necessarily living better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. Why do I want to share my all-natural methods and techniques with the whole world? Well, they work. They've been decades in research and development. They're easy to learn. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. You have to know that you're the creator of your life. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel? Look in the mirror. What are you seeing? Imagine. An octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. I love sharing why the perception of aging can be redefined. Come on, join me on my mission and passion. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never, ever glamorized. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome? 50 and beyond. Yes, darlings, this is a call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50-year-old. And it's all in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my methods and techniques. All right, so you're asking, well, Kathy, well, what's in it for me? Well, what do you want? Do you want to look like a Baba Yaga? Do you want to look haggard? That's your choice. But if you don't, learn my methods and techniques. How long does it take? Well, again, it's your choice. Look, it's your life. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. What does it cost? Well, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. I have two offers. One is an ebook, and the other is a hard copy. And, darlings, where's the proof? Log on to kathywatsonspeaks.com. You see, I love being glamorous. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. In the elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secrets for handling our stress. Because you see, stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body, all leading factors in premature aging and sometimes death. Oh, honey, it's up to you. I have no idea what you want to do with your life, but I love getting dressed up and just feeling glamorous. So does Edith Nam. She's an author extraordinaire, and her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You could get her book at Amazon.com, author House Barnes & Noble. She is the creator of TNT, Toxic Negative Thinking. And I also challenged all of you to write down your thoughts for one day. And at the end of the day, read your thoughts. How many were positive, powerful, energy? And how many were TNT, toxic, negative? It's all habit. You have to understand that it's all habit. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? Have you ever thought of starting your own business without investing huge capital? I did when I was 25. It was a way to fulfill my dreams, reach my goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself. It encouraged me to believe in myself. Too many of you don't have enough faith in you. Inferiority complexes. Do you want to be your own boss? Imagine the CEO of your very own business, and you could have your 9-to-5 job. And in the off hours, be a creator. But you need the formula. And guess who has the formula? And then I encourage you to get your children involved in your mission, working together. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Oh, the contrasts I told you earlier. Yes, I do have to listen to the news. I do have to see and hear what's going on in the world. From an extravaganza in England to death in Texas. We choose how we live our lives. Perfection versus excellence. The highest degree of excellence is perfection. The blade of grass is a thing of perfection, functioning perfectly in its particular sphere. Yes, I know I have to repeat this, because the brain could hold a thought for only for 5 to 8 seconds. So what does perfection mean? Perfection in the context of our use of creative process means that the law works perfectly in accordance with our conscious thinking. You aren't what you think you are, you are what you think. You aren't what you think you are what you think. What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking? The law can only manifest that which we can accept and nothing more. Our belief determines what form an idea will take, and there is no getting around it. This is the truth. Write it down. You see, the law of attraction, when you have a thought in your brain, zoop, like a zenith, it's put out in the universe and will only come back to the degree of the perfection of that thought. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. What we choose either comes back to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. We are what we think. What are you thinking right now? We provide the mold. And then the demonstration takes the form into mold. Therein lies the perfection. How do you live your life? Do you live your life according to the gospel of someone else? We choose. There's no way around it. I'll keep saying it over and over again, we choose how we live our lives. Those who are aware of the creative process decide whether to constantly, consciously use it in their lives. You see, whatever you think, whatever you decide, is perfect. Absolutely perfect. The teaching offers tools to support conscious engagement with spirit. Spirit is all around us. However, there is no judgment in the universe about whether we choose one way or another. That's your choice. Ultimately, those who are aware of the creative process must decide whether to consciously use it in their lives. What's going on in the mind of the shooter in Texas? How can that be perfect? You think you are. You are what you think. So what are you thinking? Let's do a quick review. On yesterday's show, give thanks every day. Do you give thanks for all the blessings in your heart? I encourage you to keep a gratitude journal because it serves as a reminder for which we are all grateful on a daily basis. We're so in the habit of being negative that you're not even aware of it. You think this is life. This is not divine perfection if you're living in a world of negativity. That's why I want you to keep a journal for one day. For one day. You see, once a daily gratitude is established, your life becomes perfect. Because we can choose to go deeper to experience gratitude and perfection without listing all that we are grateful for, because the practice becomes second nature. It's you. It defines who you are. Giving thanks daily puts life into perspective. Even when we're going through challenging times. Didn't I tell you, don't be afraid of a challenge or a roadblock? Accept it, because it's a learning curve. A learning curve. So, how perfect is your life today? How many people did you hug? How many people did you say, I love you? Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Would you want to live in a perfect world? And what is your definition of a perfect world? You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. And I want to remind you, darlings, that there's only one of you. You will never, never happen again. You see, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. When you woke up this morning, did you say, oh, good morning, world, or good God, it's morning? When you got up this morning, did you realize that you're authentic, you're unique, you're perfection, and that you will never happen again? I want to remind you to not be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Because, darlings, there's only one of you. How is your life going? You have to decide what is perfect. What wouldn't it be I don't know, maybe it would be boring. I don't mind having a difference in opinion. What saddens me are the contrasts that we're experiencing today. From lavish extravagance to a heartbreaking shooting in Texas. Oh, we must, Ernest Holmes said, we must awaken ourselves and rediscover the lost paradise. Find within us that child who was not afraid of the universe in which he lived, who did not deny himself or his God, and who had not listened to the dull, monotonous tune of condemnation. You know, I wonder what my life would be like right now if I'd never been introduced to Science of Mind. Ernest Holmes. I am eternally grateful. You see, we choose. And when I heard about Signs of Mind, and that we are the creator of our lives, it was an aha for me. And I want to continue moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore. And I want to embrace. In the last analysis, every judgment of another person is a self-judgment. I don't judge. I don't have that power to judge. Who am I? Who are you to judge? Remember, when you judge another, you judge yourself. And as much as you may not like it, the truth is that those whom you judge are mirrors reflecting your own self-judgment. It's getting in touch with who you are. Are you judgmental? Now be honest about it. Are you judgmental? Are you living a life of perfection? Are you open to accept and receive? Are you open to really look in the mirror, to look into the soul of who you are, and honestly embrace that perfection in the context of our use of creative process means that the law works perfectly in accordance with our conscious thinking. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Our belief determines what form an idea will take. And darlings, there is no getting around it. We choose how we live our lives. And those who are aware of the creative process decide whether to consciously use it in their lives. And whatever you decide, it's your life. Au revoir.